National Pork Board Science Chief Paul Sundberg says the timing could be key based on seasonal pet fluctuations.
I think everybody expects that it's going to increase in incidence as we get into the fall and winter because it's a coronavirus-like PGE. It's probably not unexpected that it's been at a very low level this summer, and that's very good news. But I think this fall and winter is going to be key in the future and how this virus is going to be either managed or eliminated from our herds in the future.
Especially sows and what kind of immunity they have. Sundberg says it's too soon to gauge the vaccine's effectiveness.
We haven't had a good opportunity to do a lot of practical application in the countryside, so we still don't know yet exactly how effective they're going to be. They've gotten conditional license through USDA, which is good. And that means that they're safe and they show some promise for efficacy, but we don't know what the amount of that efficacy is going to be.
And field tests must also be completed. The vaccines are about prevention, not treatment.
The treatment for PED is difficult. It's a viral disease. It's a viral disease of the gut. Treatment is difficult. There are things that can be done as far as supportive care, like making sure that everything is as clean as possible and the pigs have as much water or electrolytes as they need. But treatment's very difficult for this, especially in the very young pigs.
Sundberg said the most important prevention is biosecurity. Producers should review the procedures with their veterinarian to make sure they're solid, updated, and applicable. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.